Time now, the Benusa Pregame Show, to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on seven straight, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Schulze.
You more proud of how your guys played or how your guys played here?
I think it's a combination, Schulze. This is a difficult building. You and I have talked about it, the elements, the nuances of this building. It's very, very difficult. And they played well last night. I thought they really, you know, what our game plan was, they stuck to our game plan. But I also just like our overall play right now. We're playing a well-rounded game. Our guys are just, I don't want to say they're feeling it, but they're just really, they're playing really confident right now. And you can see that as a coach.
In the postgame show, you commented how this might be the toughest place in the country to play. Why is there no standard for how deep the corners are? Why is it that a rink is supposed to be 200 by 85, but you can't tell me this thing's anywhere close to 200 by 85?
No question, Schulze. I mean, it's not 85 feet wide. I don't think it's 200 feet long. The neutral zone is really short. You take a look at the corners to the goal. It's a quality scoring chance from the hash mark, to the net. And it's just that's hockey. And a lot of these buildings are built in different times, and they were built, they were built for. I don't know why. I don't know why, Schulze. We've always been at 200 by 85, but why they're built differently, I don't know. Obviously, there's more of a standard on newer rinks today, but this is a difficult building. Just the elements, like I said, are crazy. The high glass and, the narrow neutral zone, there's no room behind the net. And you have to be ready to play right here because a lot of things happen extremely quick.
Let's give the listeners a point of reference. Someone rips a puck from, say, the right point to the right corner, behind the net to the left corner, up to the left point. Let's say it takes 10 seconds at the Sanford Center. How fast to get around there here?
Oh, gosh, way quicker, Schulze. I mean, these games, and I always refer to the Indy 500. I mean, when we play here, I always tell our guys, well, guys, we're playing in the Indy 500 this weekend. So you got to do things quick, and you have to react quick. And that's even away from the puck. That's defensively. And it's different. And, again, this is your typical – when you always hear, oh, they have egg-shaped corners. When people say egg-shaped corners, they don't know what egg-shaped corners are. Come here. These are egg-shaped corners, and it does – everything funnels to the goalie. You can't cycle a puck because if you cycle a puck, there's no room behind the net. So you have to go – what we try to do, if we're going to cycle a puck, we call it a corner bank. We want to try to get the puck to the weak side, and it's going to go all the way around to our defenseman. So that's how we're going to possess the puck. So you got to do some things a little different tactically here as well.
Your power play was held without a goal last night, but, they've been pretty steady. Maybe a little dip here in January, but the number certainly hasn't changed. What are they doing right?
Well, Schulze, I think we have good puzzle pieces. That's the one thing on our power play. I really like our puzzle pieces. I think we have a good we have versatility, and we've got good chemistry. We've got our shooters. We've got our playmakers. We've got our big net front guy who can occupy some space and Dickie. So, and that's on one unit. Then our other unit, too, I just think, again, we've got good versatility. So, we got experience, too, Schulze. And we've had a couple guys who are freshmen on there, and like in Combs and Harris on the other unit. And we've got Adam Brady on one unit. But these guys are two. They're wily veterans from junior hockey. But, again, good puzzle pieces, good chemistry. And there's always going to be dips in a power play, Schulze, but we haven't had mega dips. When we've been a little stale, then we've popped one. And I even told Wentz a couple of weeks ago, I go, I don't like where our power play's at right now. It's almost like we need to reinvent some things because what happens, I think it's a combination of a couple of things. I think guys get bored. And I think teams, obviously, again, by the second half of the year, they know exactly what you're doing. They've seen X amount of overload power plays, X amount of 2-3 power plays, X amount of umbrellas. They know how to defend it, and they know who our marquee guys are. And no question, whoever we're playing, they're taking Jerry Fitzgerald away, so they're playing a little higher on Jerry, so Jerry can't do his thing. So now what we try to do is we want to try to maybe get Brady involved a little bit more, or we have to try to work it on Brady's side so that might open up Jerry. So we have to try to tinker with those things a little bit.
Your penalty kill has probably been the mark of consistency, though. They've been great all year. What are they doing best?
I think right now it's a lot of pride, first off, Schulze. A lot of pride. We take a lot of pride in our kill. We work hard on it. We watch our video every week. We practice it every week. We value it. And I think our best penalty killer is our goaltender, so it does help having Mike Bitzer. I'd be crazy not to say that. But we also have good habits. We have good, you know, we pressure the puck well down low. We're good up ice. We take shot lanes away. Our sticks are on the ice. So I think it's a combination of, you know, we work hard on it. We've got good goaltending, which is that's your best penalty killer, and I feel that we really got good habits, and hopefully that can stay consistent, Schultze.
More with Coach Territoria when we return, the Bonusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Territoria. Where did Ferris have some success last night?
Well, they have success on just how they play, Schultze. That's how I look at it. And you have to have your antennas up the whole time you're playing Ferris. They've always got numbers in front of the net. They shoot from everywhere. So again, there's going to be rebounds are going to be popping out in front of the net. They shoot from the sideboards. They'll shoot from the points. They're going to shoot from behind the net. They're going to shoot from the goal line markers. They will make touch plays, blind passes from behind the net to the slot. So they really keep you. They keep you on your toes. You have to be on your toes when you play them, because if you're playing on your heels, that's when they're going to score goals right there. So you got to really. You know, you really have to protect, you know, in front of that. It's almost like a fortress. And you talked about it last night that, gosh, you guys did a good job down low. And we did. We collapsed down low when the puck was behind the goal line. And you have to, because it's such a difficult place to play. And, again, we talk about the speed of the game. But they just put everything on net. And you and I have both seen a lot of games in this building, Schultze, when, hey, Ferris gets to the low 40s to mid 40s in shots, and you know we held enough to 23 shots last night. That's a testament to the guys.
Hampus Sjödahl is back from his concussion. You knew going into the weekend he was going to play tonight. The way that you guys have been playing, is it a difficult decision to make of who's not going to be able to play?
Oh, it's the toughest decision, Schultze. We feel right now we've got a strong lineup we can put together right now, and we're healthy. Which, when you're healthy, we have a strong lineup. And if you're taking somebody out of the lineup, you're not doing it because of their play. You're doing it because, again, we just have to obviously get more people playing, and you have to kind of bide your time a little bit. But and there's other extenuating circumstances that play into it. But these are difficult decisions for coaches.
Charlie Combs led your team with 6 shots on goal last night. He and Adam Brady certainly don't look like freshmen anymore, do they?
No, they don't, Schultze. They're very poised. They're good hockey players, and they both bring a few different elements to the game. But, you know, you combine those guys with Jerry, and it's a pretty good line.
Michael Bitzer got his 21st shutout in his career last night. Was last night the prototypical team shutout?
Absolutely. I think, again, you know, hey, once in a while you can sit there and say the goalie won us that game. And I think, again, Bitz makes saves every week, and we've all seen Bitz play. He's the best goalie in college hockey. We know that. He's not an All-American, an MVP of the WCHA, and a Hobie Baker finalist for nothing. But, again, everybody plays. Everybody participates, and everybody plays, and everybody should have ownership in every shutout right there, because there's going to be times during a game where there's a big block shot. There's a contested shot. Somebody picks up somebody on the back check. So there's always all these little things that go unnoticed during a game but don't go unnoticed by the team and the coaching staff.
Your 8 straight league wins is phenomenal. Notre Dame is 16-0, and Clarkson's 14-0-1 in their last 15. How can you explain those two?
I can't, Schultze. I mean, I can't believe over that time span that they haven't had a hiccup. I mean, you know what? They obviously got good players. They're feeling it. They're executing. Obviously, they're well coached. But how you don't have a hiccup. How you don't have one in a one-goal game, how you don't have one puck go off a shin pad or go off a skate and, you know, find a little bad luck, it's crazy. And, good for those guys right there, because that just blows me away, because how difficult of a task that must be.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Territoria, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.